The Mel Brooks musical comedy The Producers smashed box office records on Broadway. It's been staged in many countries around the world, not in Germany. Well, at least not yet. This musical tells the story of two New Yorkers who dream up a get-rich scheme. It involves putting a tasteless show on. The show is called Springtime for Hitler. Now there are plans to stage The Producers in a German theater that was once attended by Adolf Hitler himself. Lona Beck is the spokeswoman for this theater, which is called the Admiralis Palace, and it's in Berlin.
This theater opened in 1911. When the Nazis took over, it became a government theater, and they installed a Hitler booth, which we have now dismantled, but it was there when we took over the theater.
It was called the Führer Box.
Exactly.
And what kind of courage does it take to bring The Producers to Berlin?
Well, the question that most of the international press asks us is whether the Germans are actually ready to laugh about Hitler. This is, of course, a question that is maybe understandable, but makes a lot of promoters be reluctant about actually staging it.
We should say that the sensitivities are still quite acute when it comes to the production. I mean, there are things that you cannot show, images that you cannot show, even now in Germany, such as the swastika, which is very present throughout The Producers.
It's not completely true. You can show them within any kind of artistic context, within a film or on the stage, but you cannot use it for any commercial or political purposes.
So will the swastika be shown in this production?
Yes. Oh, on the stage.
On the stage.
We cannot put them on the billboards.
So what are they using instead of the swastika?
Pretzels.
A pretzel on the posters.
Well, they're red banners with a white circle and a pretzel in the middle, a black pretzel instead of a swastika.
Even the image, I mean, knowing it's a pretzel, but knowing what it stands for, did you get many complaints?
Yeah. The police told us that was mainly elderly citizens who had called and complained about the similarity to the former Nazi banners and questioning whether that was actually legal to put up those banners. But the police came and saw them and said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You're not doing anything illegal, so keep them up.
Do you think that, you say it's the older people who are complaining about the banners themselves, do you think it is perhaps the younger generation of Germans who will be coming? And I wonder what you think the motivation will be. Is it purely to see a hit Broadway show or because of the message of the show?
Well, it's because a lot of people know Mel Brooks and they love The Producers and they love his sense of humor, the Jewish humor. And also, the younger generations, I think, are quite tired. I mean, I'm not German myself, I'm Danish, but I'm quite tired of always running around with this sense of guilt for something that they were not responsible for. So they're quite ready, I think, to also take a laugh at a past that is always hanging upon them like a black cloud. It's very difficult for younger Germans when they travel across the world. They're always confronted with the Nazi past. And at some point, of course, it's quite liberating to also be able to approach this past with some distance, the distance of laughter, maybe.
Thank you very much. Lona Beck is a spokeswoman for the Admiralis Palace, which is the theater that's going to be staging the Mel Brooks comic musical The Producers in mid-May. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now it's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Music from The Producers closes our program. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow with another edition of The World.